speech off.
Hello guys, I just thought I'd do this now because I just don't want to forget where I was and I don't want to forget to do it later. I'm quite busy later. This is my third follow-up for today and I really leave it at that. I will just briefly talk about how I felt after surgery, the recovery, the pain involved, and the aftercare, and also the stages of the diet that you have to eat while you're healing inside. So I left you in the operating theatre, basically just nodding off. When I woke up, I will be honest, it hurt. It really hurt. It felt like my stomach was kind of being torn apart. I barely remember being asked how bad the pain was on a scale to 1 to 10. I kept being given morphine for quite a while, which obviously made me kept dozing off. I still also had the little clip with the heart monitor on my hand, which was quite freaky because at one point the doctor came in and he startled me and I shot up and I could hear the monitor bleeping faster as my heart went faster. It was quite freaky actually. He just said that the op went really well, my liver was perfect, and that was good to know. The recovery afterwards was fairly straightforward. I do believe that if you are in a good frame of mind, and if you're positive, and if you're not worrying, it really can affect your recovery. So I was in hospital 3 days. I had a bit of a temperature, but it soon went down. Quickly after surgery, you are being encouraged to walk quite a lot because they don't want you to get a blood clot, and it can also shift the wind because gastric bypass surgery is a keyhole surgery now, or as you also call it, laparoscopic surgery. What that is they don't open you up. They do small incisions and then they fill your belly insides with air so they can see better, and then they put a camera down there. And the camera is then guiding the surgical instruments inside of you. So the scars are very minimal. But there's a lot of wind, basically, because they blow you up, kind of. So there's a lot of trapped wind that you have to shift. And it can hurt. It can really hurt your shoulders as well. So they encourage you to walk a lot. They encourage you not to lie in bed. Food-wise, you won't feel hungry at all. You won't be jealous of the toast people are going to get for breakfast. I was lucky to have a side room, by the way. I didn't have to be on a ward. But mainly people are going to be on wards. But yeah. The first day after surgery, you are only allowed sips of water. The second day, then, you're allowed free fluids. That is any clear fluids that haven't got any lumps in. That is, I was given a nice cup of tea, and that was very nice after surgery. Except that it got cold at the end, as it just takes a while for you to drink it after surgery, because you can't gulp it. You just cannot gulp, and if you do, it hurts. Trust me, it hurts. And you will basically stick with fluids for the next 2 to 4 weeks, depending on what your provider tells you or what your hospital tells you. I had to stay in hospital. I was basically given milk, tea and water, so you don't get a lot to eat. At home then, when I finally got home, my hubby really cared for me, and he made me basically skim milk with extra skim milk powder just to get more protein into me. Also, I was drinking stock cubes, just broth basically, chicken or beef or vegetable stock cubes. And of course there was water. I tried a chocolate slim fast shake, but oddly enough, after the operation, your taste buds change drastically. And it was A, too sweet, B, too heavy, and C, just didn't sit right. So I left it, a half of a bottle of Slim Fast. I basically started having protein shakes to just get the protein in. The second stage of the diet, I kind of skipped it because as a blind person, I think pureeing food is really hard. Unless you're used to it, I suppose, if you have kids, but pureeing food is really, really hard. So what the dietitian recommended me is that stick to your protein fluids to keep the protein up. But if you can, try some already pureed stuff. So for example, for breakfast, I would have half a sachet of ready brack, eaten with a teaspoon. I would get already very mushy ready meals, such as cottage pie or fish pie. I would have that. Chewing very, very, you have to chew very thoroughly, and you have to eat it with a very small cutlery, like a teaspoon at first, because you don't want to eat too big gulps. It can really hurt and it can make you throw up if you eat too much at once. So that's what can happen. But so I had that, and you just have to chew really, really well. Then you start eating like soft foods, soft, also crispy, because things like crackers or breadsticks are crispy, but they dissolve quickly in your mouth and get soft, so you can have those. So I started having crackers with low fat cheese, but also soft meats, such as, you know, just soft. So I could have soft meat, like soft chicken or soft cheese. I started having light baby bell as protein sources. Each food stage takes about 2 to 4 weeks, and it really depends on what you can stomach. Now, my recovery has been really straightforward. So many people I know complained about getting food stuck, getting, throwing up, having pain. I didn't have any pain. I think 2 or 3 days after I came home, I could leave the painkillers. I didn't need them anymore. I could have a shower about 4 or 5 days after surgery without a problem. The only issue I did have, which later on I found out why, in the morning I got very, very nauseous, like really, really sicky. And I also got faint a few times. I literally almost fainted in the bathtub. Well, while standing in the shower. It turned out to be my diabetes tablets that I was still taking. My blood sugar was way too low, so I came off them. And about 8 weeks after surgery, I was told I was free from diabetes anyway, so I wouldn't have to take them anymore. So that was the only slight, I suppose, I wouldn't even really call it a complication. It was just a bit of a unpleasant side effect, I suppose. The other thing I forgot to mention is for the first 10 days after your operation, you're given injections. They basically give you pre-filled syringes and a box to chuck the empty syringes in. The nurse in the hospital actually showed me how to inject myself. It hurts, it leaves bruises, but it's doable. Again, it varies. Some hospitals say do it in your belly. I was scared of doing it in my belly because I'd just been operated on my belly. So I did it in my thigh, and that was fine too. Basically, the fragment or... I think it's called fragment. Fragment is to, again, prevent blood clots. It's a blood thinning injection. You only get those for like the first week after the operation or 10 days, and then you're basically free of them. I must say, because I didn't have much pain, I was able to walk around quite quickly after the operation. The insides take a lot longer to heal. You do get a bit more pain. And also your energy levels are going to be really low. Like I was walking a little bit. And let's just say it was really hard. I got tired really quickly. And of course, because, you know, of the anesthetic and the fact that you're not eating much, you know, it doesn't help. Something else I want to highlight, which has been a big issue for me, hair loss. I already have very thin hair because of my thyroid. When I had the operation, because you don't eat as much as you used to. Speech on. You can manage your storage. Done. Settings. Done. Sorry about that. Because... Speech off. I already had thin hair, and because you don't eat as much with the operation, your body gets really confused, and obviously you don't get as much protein. You try and get as much protein as you can. Protein is your main nutrient after the operation, especially the first, well, all the time really, but especially the first months. You need to try to get at least 60, 80 grams of protein into your diet daily, if possible. But because of all this lack of nutrients, my hair fell out in big clumps, which now left me with a massive patch on, like, bald patch on my scalp, sadly. If you are naturally having thick hair, it will still fall out, but you won't notice it as much. But if you have thin hair like me, be warned, it might give you a massive crisis. You might be quite conscious of it. But that is really the only complication I have. You may find you will have a lot of loose skin. This can be minimalized by actually exercising a lot. Just exercising loads. But obviously it can't be prevented. Gloucestershire Hospital are not funding plastic surgery. So if I had a lot of loose skin, which thankfully I don't, I haven't got that much. I've got a bit, but I haven't got much. If I had a lot more loose skin, I would have to pay myself to get plastic surgery. Other regions sometimes fund it, but it depends on where you are. Aftercare, I'm going to be quick here because I've been talking again quite a lot, but aftercare afterwards, I saw the surgical team dietitian quite a few times in the first 3 months after being discharged. You see her every 2 to 4 weeks, really, depending on how much help you need. She goes with you through your diet and how you're doing, and she's going through the stages of the diet with you. You know, with the soft food and the puree food, the soft food, and then the normal food stage. When she's satisfied that you're confident, she refers you back to the weight management clinic, where you again are going to be seen by another dietitian. In my case, sadly, it was not the same dietitian that I'd seen at the first place because she was on maternity leave, but I saw another one. She goes through your diet with you, talks about your blood work, basically, because you have to get your blood checked every 6 months. You also are going to be given a vitamin B12 jab every 6 months. Because, especially when you have gastric bypass, you can be quite deficient in vitamins. You do, sorry, I forgot to mention that you have to take a supplement, mineral supplement, for the rest of your life when you had the operation. I started off using Centrum. I've now been given on prescription Forceval vitamins. So the dietitian will go through all that with you, ask if you still take your vitamins regularly. She will also weigh you, or he, whatever dietitian you have. And you can still also talk to your psychologist if you need to. I certainly did for a while. I think the aftercare is for about 1.5 to 2 years after the operation, so I'll probably come up on my 1.5 year thingy in 3-4 months time. But it really is, it's just as and when you need it, and when you are settled, it just kind of will be every 2 to 3 months. But you can call them and ask for additional help if you need it. Sadly, Gloucestershire has no support group. Other areas do. So sadly, they haven't got any yet. But I said if they would want help, I'd be happy to help set one up and talk to people and whatever else. Because it's been 14 months for me now. Almost 15. Since the operation. As I mentioned in Joe's interview with me, I lost about 11 stone. In fact, I gained 2 pounds over my honeymoon, but you know what, it's only 2 pounds. I can work that off. I was 22 and a half stone. I'm now 11 and a half stone. I started as a size 26. I'm now wearing size 10-12 clothes. No more diabetes, no more sleep apnea, no more high cholesterol. I'm now a very healthy person. If you're ever wondering whether I can still go out socially, I had desserts at honeymoon at the hotel, and me and my hubby are going out for a steak tonight. So yes, you can. You absolutely can go out socially. You can order starter portions, or you can just order a starter, or order a main and pack the rest away. You still have fun after gastric bypass surgery, I promise you. Things you cannot have are very high sugar and very high fat foods. If you have those, you can end up having something called dumping. That doesn't necessarily mean what it sounds like. Dumping basically can have several symptoms. You can get nausea, sickness, sweaty, heart palpitations. You can get the stomach runs sometimes, depending on how severe it is and how it depends on the person. There are two kinds of dumping for me anyway. There's the high sugar, which happens pretty much instantly, which is nausea, sweatiness, sleepiness, just feeling rubbish. And there's the high fat dumping, which occurs about 1 to 4 hours after what you've eaten. So that happened to me on Wednesday when I had a croissant for breakfast. I get faint, woozy, pins and needles, very wobbly. Normally a quick protein shake or bar or latte helps calm it down. It's not pleasant. Any dumping takes about 20 to 30 minutes to go through you and then you're fine again. It's basically your body dumping insulin into your system because it doesn't like what you're eating, basically. Another thing, you can't eat and drink at the same time. So, hot, spicy or salty foods are going to be a killer because you can't drink while eating. Because A, it fills your pouch too quickly. B, it can flush through your nutrients. C, it also can cause dumping. So, there you are. That's pretty much all. If you have any questions, please, please, please feel free to ask. Direct message me, comment on the boo, put a message on Facebook. I've already got a lot of feedback, and by the way, thank you for that. So you're really welcome to get in contact, even also on Twitter. I am MendingHeart87 on Twitter as well. That's MendingHeart87, just like an audio boo. So feel free to tweet me, Facebook me, whatever you fancy, and ask away. I will love you and leave you with this now because I've already talked enough. I'm going to have my smoked salmon for lunch now and I'm going to talk to you all about exercise and running probably about tomorrow or Thursday when I have time. Until then, have a good day.